A chain reaction is a series of events, each caused by the previous one. Some are so slow we don't feel the effects until much later. Join us as we explore some of the chain reactions that lead to chronic lifestyle diseases and how to slow them down or prevent them. Not every illness can be controlled through lifestyle, as quite frankly, life happens. You may work out every day, eat right, and still get sick. But if you can limit the chances of getting sick, why not do it? One of the simplest things that we do every single day for our sustenance is eating. We have breakfast, maybe lunch, and some of us who work 13-hour days try to have dinner. Some people may snack throughout the day, others may only eat once, but the way we fuel our bodies is a big part of our health. Training and education nutritionist with the Ministry of Health, Paula Barrett Brown, says healthy eating is having a variety of foods from the different food groups in their correct proportions.
The food groups being staples, legumes, food from animals, fruits, vegetables, fats, and oils. So it's just having variety, adequacy, balance, and control. But just to interject that, the amount of food you will need will vary, again, based on your age, your gender, your activity level, if you have a chronic disease like diabetes or high blood pressure, if you're physically active. So there are a number of things that will determine how much you need to eat.
In Jamaica, the obesity rate increases by 1% each year. And as more persons gain weight, the more hospitals burst with cases of sugar, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says it is crucial for us to see it as our responsibility to lead balanced lives in an effort to live longer and prevent non-communicable diseases.
It really boils down to us making a decision that ultimately determines our health and wellness as a people, starting with our health and wellness as individuals. So public health is really about the choices that we make. Now, those choices clearly have consequences, positive and negative.
The reality is, there are some people who are genetically predisposed to being obese. In other words, fatness runs in the family. So as hard as they try to lose weight, they may not have as much success. But for those of us who have greater control over our bodies, it's essential to take steps to prevent obesity and, in turn, non-communicable diseases. Achieving balance in how we eat is usually the first step in the process of being healthier.
Nutrition, you know, when we're talking about heart disease, we often say you must follow a healthy diet. But it's important for people to realize that a lot of cardiovascular disease actually is a lifestyle disease. There are certain risk factors that I think we're all very familiar with. High blood pressure or hypertension, diabetes mellitus, dyslipidemia or high cholesterol, those are some of the main ones. However, too, an important risk factor is just being obese.
Consultant cardiologist at the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Marilyn Lawrence Wright. Maintaining a balanced diet isn't as simple as it sounds, and some of us may think it's expensive, time-consuming, or simply not a priority. We've provided a few tips to make it a little easier. You can start by cutting excess sugar, salt, and fat from your diet and replacing unhealthy items with healthier options. Replace fatty food prep methods such as frying with baking or boiling. Replace juice with water and avoid extra dressings and sauces as they often contain high amounts of salt and sugar. Get your family involved in the process and develop a meal plan ahead of time. One of the most effective ways to save and eat healthy is to eat the foods that are in season with moderation. Not only will this help to save money, but it also provides an opportunity to get creative with what's available. For more information on how to live a little longer, visit jamaicamoves.com. You made it to the end! Thanks for listening to Chain Reactions. I am Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week, and until then, choices have consequences. Choose wisely.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.